Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, October 14th, 2011. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. How is everyone doing today? I hope that you have had a very good week. I am pretty busy this week. I'm sort of in a pre-conference production mode. I'm on my way this coming week to Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm very excited. I'm going to be participating in the National Black Genealogy Summit, and a lot of people are going to be traveling to that Midwestern town. This coming week, I will be traveling with a group from Maryland, and we're all traveling on Wednesday, getting there Wednesday afternoon or early evening. It looks like it's going to be an awful lot of fun. I'm going to put a link for you on the podcast website. Take a look. If you're in the Midwest, I hope to see some of you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there are going to be some really interesting speakers, and I'm really just quite excited about having the chance to connect again with colleagues and listen to some presentations from some people whom I admire. So by all means, certainly, I hope that you'll be joining us there. There's some things that are going on around the area. I am in Maryland, of course, so that's what I mean by the area. In Prince George's County, Maryland, this weekend, the African American Museum and Cultural Center is holding a genealogy workshop. And actually, this is part of the 2011 Genealogy Workshop series. The presenter will be Paul Sluby. Many of us know Paul Sluby. And he is the guest lecturer coming up. Actually, that is tomorrow. He's going to be speaking from 1:30 to 3:30. This is in Brentwood, Maryland, on Rhode Island Avenue. He's an author. He's a professional genealogist, historian, researcher. He's also one of the charter members of AHCS, the African American Historical Genealogical Societies. He has, published so many things, numerous genealogies. He's done work on cemeteries in the greater Washington area, as well as church histories. So certainly I hope that you will have an opportunity to join him, listen to him. This is actually being co-presented by the African American Museum of Prince George's County, as well as the Prince George's County chapter of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society. So if you have a chance to get there, by all means do. I mentioned that next weekend, many of us are on our way to Fort Wayne, but many I know are not going to be necessarily making that trip. Well, the Central Maryland chapter of AHCS, the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, is sponsoring a trip to the African-American Civil War Memorial and Museum. And if you want to join them, it'll be a wonderful day, certainly, to spend some time seeing the beautiful memorial itself, finding your ancestors' name on the wall. Many people don't realize that over 178,000 names have been inscribed on the memorial wall, and these are of those freedom fighters, those individuals who did enlist to serve in the Union Army in the Civil War. And you may have more than one ancestor whose name is on that wall. And of course, right across the street, or literally right across the street from the Memorial Plaza itself, is the museum. You'll have a chance to tour the museum and meet some of the curators, listen to a presentation by Harry Jones. Many people know him in terms of his wonderful work and his interpretation of the participation of African American soldiers in the Union Army in the Civil War. I have a contact number, or contact email rather, for you. You can contact the Central Maryland chapter president, Alice Harris, for more information in terms of exact times for the presentation. That's in Washington at the Afro-American Civil War Memorial and Museum. If you have not noticed, the call for papers is now out, and the timing could not be better. This time, a year from now, many of us will be bound for Salt Lake City. Yep, I'm talking about the summit. I'm talking about the International Black Genealogy Summit. Well, the invitation to submit lecture proposals has been presented. This is for the IBGS, International Black Genealogy Summit, their conference and resource expo. It's a 3-day conference. Several hundred participants are expected, and it is just a great experience. The first time the conference was held in 2009 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and this is just I cannot explain how marvelous this experience is and how great it was in 2009. The call for papers is out. If you have an interest in almost any topic pertaining to genealogy, and they have a wonderful call for papers, which I'm putting on the podcast website, but all kinds of possibilities, children's genealogy, technology and genealogy, African-American research in the U.S. as well as internationally. Let us not forget that this is the International Black Genealogy Summit. The use of records and repositories, brick wall breakthrough methods, skill building, research in other countries, medical history, genetics and DNA, and on and on and on. The program committee is looking for unique topics and anything that is just considered somewhat groundbreaking, and by that, certainly something that is not the usual will certainly be welcomed. One is encouraged to make sure that your presentation is digitized. That always is great. It's great to see. It makes it better for your audience. The time slots for the summit are 60 minutes in length, which will include a 10-minute question and answer period. Speakers are more than welcome to submit more than one proposal, and the committee might select all of them or maybe some of them, or none of them, depending upon how well it is presented. But there's also a wonderful package that comes with being accepted to be a speaker. There's complimentary registration, which of course is always a good thing. There is an honorarium per lecture, and hopefully one will submit in a timely manner high quality camera ready syllabus material. There is a transportation allowance of up to $200, and one receives 2 nights hotel stay at the Radisson. There is also a ticket for speakers to the luncheon and to the banquet as well. If you are interested in being a speaker, you should submit your proposals electronically in either PDF or in Word format. And the specifications I've included for you, how they want it to be, what the exact length, and what the summary should be, how many words for the summary, and also indication on the level of the audience that your presentation is geared for. They have a pretty much very detailed schedule. The call for papers was issued this past week. The deadline for you to submit papers, if you do choose to present, the deadline will be February 1st, so you do have some time. A month later, March 1st, the invitation to the speakers will be submitted. And then later there will be other things, the issuance of the contract and what date the return of the contracts is to be and when one must submit syllabus materials. Information can be sent to the email program at blackgenealogysummit.com with the subject line call for papers submission. Anyway, it's really exciting. The program chairs are Angela McGee and Bernard Wilson and Kathy Neal. So that is kind of exciting. The call for papers is out at least once a month. You're going to hear me mention this. I attended the first summit that was held in the Midwest and loved it. I am thrilled to see that they're on their way to Salt Lake City. I did have a chance to visit Salt Lake City in, I believe that was in 2006, when the AUGS conference went there, and it was just, of course, it's a genealogist's dream. There's so much that's there to take advantage of, and you can just live, literally, in the library because there are just so many resources that are there. So anyway, call for papers is out. All you speakers, time to get ready, roll up your sleeves, think about something, be creative, and hopefully we'll all have a chance to meet each other in Salt Lake City next year. Well, there are a lot of things going on that you don't have to travel for as well. I do want to remind people that coming up soon is a webinar by a member of the family, Drusilla Pear, who many of us know fondly as Professor Drew. Well, she is going to be presenting a webinar with Legacy Family Tree. This is coming up on Wednesday, October the 26th. The time for the webinar will be 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Her topic, and of course many of us know that she's very good with technology, and her particular topic is Let Your Voice Be Heard in the Digital Conversation. And this is really a neat thing. I had a chance to sit in on a similar presentation that she gave last year in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was fascinated because she illustrated how tools that you use all the time often have other types of features that we don't use. And in fact, it was kind of interesting. I enjoyed her presentation. You know how when you're attending a lecture at a genealogy conference or any kind of conference for that matter, there's always the request, please kindly turn off your cell phones. Well, it's just the opposite because Professor Drew is going to ask you to kindly turn on your cell phones. And what's really kind of neat is that she shows you how you can also send audio messages. I'm not talking about voicemail, but I'm talking about putting your voice in email, for example, and how many of us walk around with our phones all the time. And I'm not talking a smartphone. You do not have to have a BlackBerry or an iPhone or an Android or what have you. An ordinary cell phone has a recording device. Many of us are completely unaware that we have recorders in our hands. And it was just really kind of neat to see everyone discover some of the features on the phone that they had. Now, that's not all that what she's doing, but this was just a sample of one thing that I thought I would mention. But she talked about, and will talk about, just the tools in which one can convey a wide range of messages, especially the voice conveys moods and emotions, which is really, really great. Well, she recommends adding voice notes or messages to digital documents to share and reflect that personality or that mood or that emotion that you may be experiencing. She talks about how you can put your voice in simple word processing documents, even in presentation documents, spreadsheets, all kinds of things. And it's a fun thing to sit in on. I'm often amazed when I talk to her, and I talk to her frequently, and she'll just mention something and I'll wonder what she's talking about, and she'll explain, you know, you have this feature, you can do this yourself. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, there's so many things, and I admit there's so many things that I know that I can't do on my BlackBerry, but if I just know that those features are there and are willing to experiment, I might find some other kinds of wonderful features that are there. Well, she walks you through some of those things in the most ordinary gadgets or ordinary tools that you use frequently, from email to your cell phone. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, all of that said, she's offering the webinar. The webinar is free. Sign up for it. It's one of those Legacy Family Tree webinars. There are some fabulous webinars on that site if you've had have not had a chance to visit it. I am thrilled to see the variety of topics that Jeff Rasmussen has put together. And there's some just wonderful things that you as a genealogist can take advantage of. Well, I guess that sort of brings me to my sort of thought of the day. How much are you spending time doing things that take you outside of the box? And of course, you're saying, oh, good Lord, what in the world is she talking about? Well, I mean, just sort of working on some of those things, some of those projects, or stepping into some of those arenas that you normally don't step into. We get, all of us I know, get tons of email, tons of invitations to things, some of which clearly it's something, it's junk or it's spam. Sometimes it can be a scam as well. But we do often get things that are not bogus pieces of email, such as webinar invitations or such as comments that you may see from friends and family on Facebook to try a new feature. And I know that there is a feeling that sometimes we suffer from information overload or technology overload. I know that looking at the newest of sort of the networking communities, well, new to me, okay, it's probably not new to a lot of other technologically oriented people, but looking at the community, for example, on Google+, well, I like that particular community because, number one, it lets me see the people in a different way with all of the different circles and the sort of the association circles that you can create. But I'm having a chance to pay attention to other people who have lots of talents just by looking at some of these circles. I was surprised, for example, I received some information from a DNA test that I had submitted recently, and there is a relative finder on that test. And one of the things that surprised me on the list of people with whom I may share some overlap of ancestry, perhaps distant ancestry, but I saw a person whom I don't know personally, but I recognize the name. There's this person who's in my Google circle, and wow, we're DNA cousins. We're third cousins to who knows what, sixth cousin or higher. The point simply being that I might not have noticed this, except this is a person who's a very good genealogist, whose posts I've enjoyed, also whose comments that I've seen in other genealogy circles, either on Twitter and or genealogy-wise, that I've really come to appreciate. And I think that sometimes, even though I don't post a lot on Google+, I'm still drawn into some fascinating conversations. And just by following some useful links, I'm exposed to lots more. And I have to say that certainly since I've stepped into a blogging arena, I have been exposed to so many talented people whom I would have never met. I would not have met necessarily through the circle of people that I meet at conferences. And I'll point out one thing about interacting with people online in certain technological groups or in certain circles or communities, sometimes it gives me exposure to people that I could have been at a conference with them earlier. And because I didn't know who they were, I may have just smiled, said a nice hello, but never interacted with them. But blogging has opened up a different avenue of exposure. So when I run into certain people whose blogs I follow regularly, I now have some idea of who they are and what their talents are, and the exposure for me to them has been fantastic. I feel so inspired, so enriched by having had a chance to interact with so many of these individuals. And this has really come by just simply stepping outside of my comfort zone. I'm looking forward, of course, this next week, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning, that I'm in sort of the pre-conference mode. So all PowerPoints are ready to go, and I'm just trying to make them pretty now as I'm sort of doing my final tweaking. But I'm excited because I know that there's some people that I never would have known had I not ventured into other arenas online and just decided to follow a few links. For me, one of the biggest door-opening communities has been following genealogists on Twitter. Facebook is okay for me, but I have both friends and family on Facebook, whereas I use Twitter almost exclusively for genealogy. And by utilizing one of their apps, the TweetDeck, I can zoom in on certain topics, general genealogy, Civil War, U.S. Colored Troops. I've met researchers who focus on these areas that I never would have met before. I simply follow them now on Twitter, and I've been able to just really gain so much from reading people I never would have met before. I encourage you to consider stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out of what you do every day, and taking a look as well. There's an amazing world that's out there. And in the circles that I've been a part of, I'm not abandoning them by any means. I have a home within the genealogy community, within the Afrogenius family, within the Ox family. At the same time, wow, there is so much that's going on, and my eyes are being opened every day, and I feel so lucky every time I find something new. It's another blessing that comes to me because I find so many remarkable scholars who are out there and who are so friendly and accessible. Anyway, I could go on and on and on about the value of being open to new ideas, new people, new concepts. And I just certainly hope that you'll take that similar kind of step and click on those links and see where they take you. Read those blogs and consider doing something similar and giving back to the same community. We need you as well. Anyway, that's enough for right now. As I said, I'm in a pre-conference preparation mode. So it's back to fine-tuning those PowerPoints and beginning to think about packing. I confess to being a last-minute packer, but I'm thinking about it anyway. Looking forward to seeing some of you in Indiana next week. And next week's podcast will be coming from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Allen County Library. And I hope that in the meantime, you stay safe, that you have a great week of research, have a great weekend as well. And please continue to do what you do. And you know that is keep researching, keep documenting, and always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.